I'm Beulah Herbig, but my maiden name was Banky and Reuter. I was adopted by Henry and Pauline Reuter. These were my grandparents, and I grew up with them because my mother passed away after I was born. And this was a fairly big farm in those days, just across the hills north from Volland. And we never had a lot in those days. It was the 30s when I grew up. So the money was scarce, and we just had to make our living off of the few eggs. My grandma had a lot of chickens, and so we gathered eggs every day, and we needed the cave to keep the eggs and what you had. It'd never keep in them hot summers if you didn't have a cave.
How did you guys actually use that building?
Well, the top part was used for smoking meat and washing once a week. We always washed in there. My grandma had that machine that was run with the tractor, and I'm sure they smoked meat there. We made sausage. She had a recipe, which I never did get, but it was the best homemade sausage.
So how was that, the cave part of that? Obviously, you said it was used to store eggs.
And milk. I'm sure we kept milk down there, too, and cream and things. It was important in those days because there was no refrigeration or electricity. We never had any electricity, so we had no way to keep anything cool. It was very important to have a cave. And used every day because we took our eggs down every day and kept them there until Saturday when Grandma went to town, and then we all went and sold the eggs, and that's what she had for her money if she went to the grocery store or to buy some material or anything. Wasn't very much there for anybody, but that's what we lived off of. You didn't have anything to buy. I mean, no money there to buy. So people nowadays just have no idea what that's like.
Is there a earliest memory you might have that deals with this cave, something that stands out to you? Or?
No, I guess I just took it for granted as something we needed and used every day. And I was scared, like I told you, to go down in them on account of the snakes and things, but I was little, and one time I remember I heard a buzzing noise, and of course we were always warned about rattlesnakes especially, and I just thought maybe that was a rattlesnake noise, and I tore out of there really fast, but afterwards they found out, I suppose my grandma or somebody went down and found it was just a great big blue fly caught in a spider web. It was making that noise, but I was scared. And I got out of there, but it was silly because I was just scared of snakes.
So just the thought that there was a snake.
And she'd opened the door, I know, one time like that to that cave, and a big old black snake or bull snake fell down, you know, just from up above, brushed her arm.
Onto your grandmother.
Yeah, but see, I just, you
were
could
you
see.
Were you there when that happened?
I don't think so. I think she just told me. But there were snake skins laying on that, you know, sometimes on the rocks. You knew they were there someplace. You know, around the shelves and things, there was snake skins sometimes.
Wow.
It's not too good. I mean, I was scared of snakes when I was a kid. We were taught, I guess, to be scared.
Is there any other memory, something you could think of?
Of the cave?
Yeah.
I know we spent time down there. I know Grandma cleaned eggs. You know, they always cleaned them before she sold them. She'd wipe them with a little damp rag. And, you know, I spent a lot of time just with my grandma and down there. And we'd sit and clean the eggs. And
so now, while you were there, did the structure stop being used? Or
no, I think they always used it. Because I don't remember. They never had a refrigerator. They got electricity when I was about 13, but we never had a refrigerator. So it amazes me to this day how we could get along without a refrigerator. We didn't even have an icebox. We definitely needed it. You know, it was our only place that was cool beside that bucket in the well.